USA Radio News.
Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court hearing continues in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was one of the three people to introduce Kavanaugh.
I am so honored to introduce Brett Kavanaugh for these hearings. He will be an outstanding Supreme Court justice. His intellect is unquestioned. His judgment is highly regarded. And I can personally attest to his character and integrity as a colleague. Brett Kavanaugh will thoroughly and faithfully uphold the trust that is our heritage, the Constitution of the United States of America, the most remarkable governing document in human history.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announced today he will not seek re-election next year. This comes on the news of a violent Labor Day weekend in Chicago where 6 people were shot and 23 others were wounded. All said, more than 1,000 people have been shot since Memorial Day in Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The confirmation hearing continues for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. In his opening statement, Kavanaugh says the highest court in the land is not the place for politics.
The Supreme Court must never, never be viewed as a partisan institution. The justices on the Supreme Court do not sit on opposite sides of an aisle. They do not caucus in separate rooms. If confirmed to the Supreme Court, I would be part of a team of 9.
The pair of slippers used in The Wizard of Oz were stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in 2005. A man approached the insurer in 2017 and said he could help get them back. They were recovered in July in Minneapolis. FBI Special Agent Jill Sanborn describes the investigation.
Lots of interviews, several searches, only to later lead this summer to the recovery of these slippers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wednesday, U.S. trade representatives will sit down and meet with the Canadians once again to work out a deal to replace NAFTA. Former U.S. Ambassador to Canada David Wilkins says it's a good thing both sides are still negotiating.
In retrospect, Canada really only had 4 days to negotiate with the U.S. after the Mexico-U.S. agreement was reached, and so they had a lot of catching up to do. They had to look at the text of agreements already reached, so, for example, the Sunset Clause. So it would have been possible, but almost a miracle, if an agreement could have been reached only on 4 days. The good news is this. Nobody's walking. They're still talking. They meet again tomorrow to begin negotiations. Now, the time limit is drawing nigh. We're in the last minute or so of the fourth quarter. We got to the end of September, when really Canada's got to be in or out, because that's when the text of the agreement with Canada, if Canada's in, with Mexico, has to be published by USTR.
Today in Phoenix, Arizona, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey appointed former Senator John Kyle as a replacement for the late Senator John McCain. Ducey explains why he chose Kyle.
There is no one in Arizona with the stature of Senator John Kyle. He is a man without comparable peer. With nearly 2 decades' experience in the Senate, serving alongside John McCain, Senator Kyle is prepared to hit the ground running.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.